This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Just got a press release here from Epic Events. There's a new development called The Lights in West Fargo. It's a cool place. I was there not long ago. It's, I'd say, a high-end apartment living. I think you can you own there, or is it just rent? I can't remember, but, you know, there's retail in there, and there's a whole little plaza, but there's a concert venue right in the middle of it. Now,
that's what they call the lights, right? Is that like the stage or whatever?
Yeah, I'm a 55-year-old fogey, so I might, you know, not like to be there. But I'll bet if I was, you know, 30 years younger, I'd be like, this place is awesome! You got a concert right there. Well, so anyway, the concerts are back. They got Hairball coming August 1st. Hairball. Don't you love Hairball?
Oh, I love them. Great guys, too.
Yeah. I don't like it when my dog goes, but I like the band Hairball, that's for sure. And Sawyer Brown is going to be there. So, concerts are back. Todd, you got any concerts coming back to the casinos or Bismarck Event Center or anything like that?
Yeah, they're back open. Toby Keith's thing got kicked down to September. That was going to be coming up in July. But yeah, Prairie Nights back open. Let's all go.
No Wii Fest. We have to find some fun somewhere, right?
That was canceled before COVID, though.
Yeah, we have Indy Country Fest coming up, though, in just a couple of weeks. So
New Salem.
And they never wavered. Right. I love those folks in New Salem. They never wavered. No, this is on. No, we'll be doing this. Thank you very much. You know, we talked to the governor a little bit about that in the break, because I was saying that, you know, I have a lot of restaurants that I worry about right now because of the business model has just been turned upside down by all this. And if we're going to keep social distancing forever, that's going to mean you can't pay the same rent. You can't build the same building. You can't run the same. You can't hire as many people. Can't pay the same. And, you know, he did remind me that all that's left now are guidelines. These are guidelines. So if you can do it to the point where your customers are comfortable and you feel it's safe, just do it. And I think that's what's going on with these concerts, especially when we have the beta test of nose-to-nose protests, right? Week after week after week, and don't see a spike. I think we can, you know, sit a few feet from each other in a restaurant. So I'm glad to see that's happening. Speaking of the governor, we'll finish our conversation. The Governor Burgum Extra will come at the end of the hour here. We did finish on the economy, and also had a question about some testing concerns among Basin Electric employees. So we'll have that for you coming up here in just a little bit. Right now, we're going to talk about our crime scene in North Dakota, and while it's certainly a blessing to live where we live in North Dakota as it relates to crime statistics, you don't like to see them go up. You don't like to see trends, and those are the things we watch for. So we welcome Attorney General Wayne Stengem to the program to talk about that today. Hey, Wayne, how you doing?
I'm doing very well, Scott. Thank you.
Welcome back. Glad to have you on the program today. And any questions or comments you do have for Wayne are certainly welcome. 800-228-0550 or just text me 367-2054. Or Todd, 226-8503. So what's your headline on this crime report?
Well, the headline is that we have some very encouraging news that most of the serious crime is down in North Dakota, with the exception of one very bleak statistic, and that's the area of homicides, where we saw an all-time record number of homicides in North Dakota at 26. So that, of course, is the most serious crime that there is, and it's something that we watch very carefully. But the other areas of crime that we have been following, the aggravated assaults, the drug arrests, they're all down, and down by actually a pretty nice number. And as you look at the trends of what's happening in North Dakota, where we had seen, for example, the aggravated assaults ever increasing year over year, we started to see that plateau last year and now actually decrease. That's very encouraging because we have 120,000 more people than we had just 10 years ago here in North Dakota. And so to see that number go down, to see the drug numbers go down, and then also the increased attention on the DUIs, where they are down year after year and have been since the inauguration of the 24/7 sobriety program, plus the stricter penalties that the legislature has enacted, really has helped on the area, almost cutting in half the number of driving under the influence cases in North Dakota.
I want to talk about the reasons behind some of these in your view, but first of all, I have to say, you know, obviously a new high for homicides is nothing anybody wants to see living here. On the other hand, 26 homicides that's one night in Chicago, right?
So, that's exactly right. And I watched what happened over the weekend in Chicago. It was many more than we lost in the entire year here in North Dakota. I don't want to downgrade the significance of the homicides. Obviously, every one of them is an individual who was killed and whose family has to do with, you know, live without them. And so, of course, it's very serious. We look at the trends, though, because the numbers in North Dakota, they go up and down from year to year. We've had years where we're down to five or four, or now up in 2015 we were at 22, and then it went down again and then back up again last year up to that 26. But still, that's a lot. We're watching to see where those homicides are occurring, and the answer is they're occurring anywhere all around the state. A few years ago, we started to look at to track to see if the common myth that existed was true. That myth being that the increase in population in the oil patch was leading to all the aggravated assaults, the drug arrests, all of those other offenses. And while for some it may be convenient to believe that, the statistics don't bear that out. All of those offenses, the drugs, the aggravated assaults, even the homicides, are spread rather evenly all around the state of North Dakota.
3.4 per 100,000 population is the homicide rate. How does that compare? Where does that put us?
Well, North Dakota is one of the safest states, will continue to be one of the safest states in the country. Not only the low rate that we have in crimes per 100,000, the homicides, of course, is about 3.2%, 3.2 out of 100,000 people. But the crime rate overall in the most serious rate went down about 1%. So that's rather good news. The other thing that we can assure people that is different than elsewhere, around the rest of the country, the average for actual clearance of a homicide hovers between 60 and 65%. We solve here in North Dakota and clear almost 100% of the cases here. There are exceptions, of course, where we're not able to find a perpetrator. We may even have a suspect, but not enough evidence to bring charges. But the chances are hover right around 100% that anybody who commits a homicide is going to be apprehended.
Wow. Isn't that something? That's another important distinction on why we live where we live. I also found it interesting that guns were used in 10 of the homicides. So less than half of the homicides actually use a gun. So that would suggest this national narrative that we have a problem with gun violence that doesn't play out here either, right?
Well, that's exactly right. That your statistic is correct. It is more common that knives, personal weapons, which are hands, fists, kicking, those kinds of things are much more likely than a firearm to be used in a homicide.
Interesting. It really is.
And about half, I should say, that about half, looking over the years, of the homicides in North Dakota, and also the assaults, are domestic violence. And for those people who find themselves in a situation where they feel that it's hopeless and that there is nothing that they can do to escape those situations, there are programs all around the state full of people who are working and will do everything they can to take people who are in what they think is a helpless or hopeless situation to be able to find a place of safety and hope.
Let's get a question in here for you from Nate in Fargo, and we might have to wait for the answer to the other side of the break, but go ahead, Nate, unless you're quick. You're next, and what's on your mind?
Yes. Good morning, everybody. I was wondering, we have a crime rate of 36 per 1,000 residents in Fargo, and that is one of the highest crime rates in America compared to all the communities of the same size. Would you like to comment on that?
Well, I suggest, I haven't looked at the report. Let me tell you just a little bit of something about how these reports work. Each of the sheriff's departments and the police departments in North Dakota are required to make a report of all of the arrests and incidents that they have to my office. We then summarize it. We include it in the report that you see. If you go to our website, attorneygeneral.nd.gov, you can see by every jurisdiction, by every sheriff's office, police department, the rates of arrest for all the different offenses in each of your areas. I've not looked specifically at Cass or Fargo to see what their rates are, but anyone can do that for their own community or for any place that they're interested in.
So, Nate, your stat was that the overall crime rate per 1,000 was high in Fargo, higher than the national average. Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Got it. Okay, interesting. All right, but yeah.
So take a peek, and I'll do that myself after we're done.
All right, more coming up on What's On Your Mind. Brock Walker from Blue Flint Ethanol Plant in Underwood. He's an electrical instrument technician. A little bit about the question of ag and energy coming together. What do you think you're in? Which one?
I would think we're in both. I mean, we are, providing a place for local farmers to bring their corn that they grow, and they can locally bring it to our facility. As we receive most of our corn from local farmers that truck their corn to the plant to sell. So definitely part of the ag industry in that respect, but the energy industry, we're trying to, create energy independence here, North Dakota, so we can use the corn we grow here and create a fuel that we can use right here in the state. And other places. So I'd say we're in both the energy and the ag industry.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org. ndethanol.org.
Our region has a deep tradition of supporting conservation, where we're taught to leave a place better off than we found it. We know that our land, our air, and our water are precious resources, which is why the coal industry has been nationally recognized for preserving, protecting, and enhancing our land by reclaiming more than 20,000 acres once mining is finished. That land is used to hunt, fish, and feed the world. That same resourcefulness that's used to reclaim land is now being put to use to capture non-toxic emissions, including carbon dioxide from power plants. Researchers at the University of North Dakota are working to explore geology to store the carbon dioxide safely deep underground, where it will stay permanently. This next-generation technology will not only enhance our nation-leading clean air standards, but protect 15,000 good-paying jobs by using homegrown energy resources. Learn more at www.secureenergyfuture.org/CCUS.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pautiarco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pautiarco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Here, but we're here doing our thing, letting go a little by little, sipping on a frozen drink.
What's On Your Mind, brought to you by the North Dakota Petroleum Council. Despite all the uncertainty in the world today, North Dakota's oil and natural gas industry wants you to know we'll be back better than ever, committed to using our talent and resources wisely to build a strong, sustainable future for our family, friends, and neighbors. And together, We can keep North Dakota a great place to live, work, and raise a family. Learn more at IndyOilFoundation.org. Don't forget our 24/7 hotline, too. The folks at Oasis Petroleum, full of a team of folks that really just espouse be the buffalo spirit. You know, the buffalo turns to the storm. Our inclination is to say, storm's coming, let's get out of here. Not the buffalo, turns to the storm. That's just how they do it at Oasis Petroleum. That's how North Dakota does it. So they celebrate it. And we have a 24-hour hotline for you to celebrate others, you see, doing some great things in the way of being that buffalo out there. Law enforcement officials, farmers hard at it these days, ranchers battling the tough price environment, all of that. 855-200-1776. More now with our guest, Attorney General Wayne Stengem, on what's on your mind. Steve, somewhere in North Dakota, has a comment. Go ahead, Steve. Your question, comment for Wayne Stengem.
Oh, well, my comment was not really directly for Wayne, for the Attorney General, but I think that the people behind the Teddy Roosevelt Presidential Museum should put an all-out full-court press and make a push to get that statue moved to his presidential museum. Library, I should say. His people are in North Dakota. They're no longer in New York. He has nothing in common with New York, and Teddy Roosevelt would be the first to say, let's go west. And I think that would be a great thing for North Dakota. They could take care of it, and it would be another attraction. Thank you.
Yeah, I love the idea. I absolutely love the idea. And, you know, the family has supported the statue being moved, not taken down, not anything violent, moved, and actually part of an exhibit in the camp. They are of the belief, family members of Teddy Roosevelt are of the belief, that the statue itself was not done in good taste. But that says nothing about Teddy Roosevelt, of course, but I'm all with you. I got to ask our top law enforcement official in North Dakota what he thinks about this lawlessness that is sweeping the country, from defunding the police to tearing down statues to, I mean, it's an incredibly unbelievable time of unrest in our country right now.
Who would ever have thought we would be in the position where someone was taken seriously for suggesting that we get rid of the police? That is, to me, complete lunacy. It doesn't make any sense. It doesn't make us any safer. I have been around law enforcement for at least 2 decades, and when I was in the legislature before that, I can tell you that law enforcement in North Dakota is better tested before they're hired. They are better equipped and they are better trained than they ever have been in the past. And you don't have to look any further than what happened just 3 years ago down at DAPL, where we had law enforcement from all across the state of North Dakota and the region who came together to stop that lawlessness. And they were insulted, they were spat upon, they were assaulted, and they held the line. They did what their training told them to do, which is to try as best you can to de-escalate the situation. And I was quite proud of what law enforcement did under extremely trying circumstances there, and those who work each and every day to do exactly the same thing, because their goal is to keep North Dakota one of the safest states in the union, and they are well-trained professionals. And for those who aren't, and everybody admits that in any profession you see people who need to be disciplined, we have a Peace Officer Standards and Training Board, and they work diligently to work to rein in any improper activities or actions by police. And so our police do a wonderful job every day, and it gets to be a cliche, I'm sure, that we say that they are putting their lives on the line every day, prepared to make the ultimate sacrifice, but that is exactly the case for law enforcement here in North Dakota, for sure.
Back to the stats for a moment here, and I have a question from a listener on this, but I was surprised to see the drug and narcotic violation offenses had decreased, because you hear so much about the increase in it. So, one, why don't you take on that? Texter says, I beg to differ. Check out Bismarck mugshots, domestic violence, and meth, up, up, up.
Yeah, well, he may have been looking at what was happening in Bismarck. The drug arrests in North Dakota had been ever-increasing over the last decade. For the first time now, we saw in 2019 that the number of arrests for drug offenses dropped from 1,304 in 2018 down to 1,251 in in 2019. Now, remember, these are statewide statistics. Your statistics may vary depending on a particular jurisdiction that you're looking at. But overall, across the state of North Dakota, the number of arrests have gone down.
I want to ask you, well, here's another question from a listener. I have a question for Wayne that might be a little off topic. With his opinion on concealed firearms in a vehicle, is that allowed with a valid North Dakota license? Will I get in trouble for having a loaded firearm in the center console of my truck? Thank you.
Well, you know, and I'm not going to answer specific questions of a legal nature for people. All of that information can be found on our website. I invite the listener and anybody to go ahead and look at the concealed weapons section of our website.
Probably not a good idea for the Attorney General to be giving legal advice to individuals.
I'm prohibited from even from doing so by law, too. So
there's that. Dave in Bismarck for Wayne Stengem. Go ahead.
Yeah, Wayne, just a real quick question. I guess, you know, what are your thoughts about the zones that were created, like in Seattle and, you know, where, you know, law enforcement is not allowed to go in and that type of thing? I mean, do you think the mayors have a foot to stand on?
Thank you for that. It's just inconceivable to me that you would have a lawless group of folks who take over private property and then attempt to claim that it is some kind of a crime-free zone or a zone where law enforcement cannot go to investigate, for example, the homicides that occurred there or any other offenses. Remember, private people live there as well. Private individuals own businesses in those areas, and we have laws and we have law enforcement to protect the rights of all of the individuals, not just those people who think that they have a claim to run a jurisdiction the way they think they see fit. It doesn't make any sense to me. I would certainly hope that that kind of a thing wouldn't happen here.
30 seconds left. Quick update. We're still dealing with DAPL, the state being reimbursed for its cost, trying to get to the bottom of who the protesters are. What's your confidence level that those are going to get done?
Well, we feel we have a very good claim. The matter will be coming before a hearing before Federal Judge Traynor next month. We'll be there to press our claim as the feds come in and attempt to explain how it is that they're not responsible for the situation, the violence that they engendered.
This is just negotiating at this point, right? I mean, why else would you continue this?
Well, we're continuing because we think we have a valid legal claim, and it's a lawsuit that we will pursue as far as we need to.
Appreciate the time, Wayne. Good to catch up. Thanks a bunch.
You betcha. Take care.
Talk to you soon.
Bye.
Brought to you in part by our friends in Tioga today. Check out their Main Street. Check out that new community center. That's nice, too. New library, indoor play area, outdoor skating rink. You know, the average yearly household income is over $73,000. A lot of opportunity in Tioga. Tioga ND.
Tioga Chamber of Commerce is proud to sponsor programming on AM 1090 KTGO 92.7 FM. Tioga is an active community that offers great activities for families like Freedom Fest, Drone Camp for Kids, Robot Camp for Kids, Farm Festival, and Pumpkin Fest. We have a vibrant downtown Main Street and a brand new community center with new library, indoor play area, and outdoor ice skating rink. Tioga's average yearly household income is over $73,000 a year and supports nearly 140 businesses. We welcome new business and industries with active community groups that support business environment. Tioga is a driver of innovation and local education with technologies like drones, 3D printers, electronics, coding opportunities to prepare students for success well into the 21st century. If you're looking for opportunity, please visit us in Tioga and experience a different point of view. Or for more information, visit www.tiogand.org. That's tiogand.org. We want you to consider Tioga, North Dakota, for your business or a place to raise your family and realize your dreams.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump is now reportedly supporting another round of stimulus checks for Americans because of the pandemic. That's according to a report in the Washington Post, which adds there is continued opposition by conservatives on Capitol Hill who say it will simply cost too much. Economist Vance Gin, who once worked in Trump's cabinet, says instead of sending people more money, states should just continue to reopen their economies.
The latest state-level jobs report shows that the states that are opening up faster, like Texas, are having more job creation than places that are a little bit slower in their phase-out, like in California.
U.S. Senate Democrats say they plan to block a vote on a Republican police reform bill today, calling it a half-baked effort that wouldn't really address police violence in America. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Now in this song we employ the use of numbers. And what I'll do is have a volunteer give me a number, and I'll take that number and make a verse for a song out of it. Now if someone will give me a number between 20 and 22, I'll show you what I mean.
21. I'm already confused.
Very good.
I don't know about you guys, but
first time. It's 21.
Told there'd be
well,
no math.
21. Take away 9, 12 little children standing in line. From that take 2, that leaves you 10. Take away 8 and you got 2 again. Yeah, you got 2 again. You got 2 again. You used to love me once and now you got 2 again. You got 2 again. You got 2 again. You used to love me once and now you got 2 again.
I guarantee you there are
definitely
people
Roger Miller, right?
From ear to ear right now, they're smiling to hear Roger Miller's got 2 again. Yes, requested by a listener. And we take requests. Sure we do. Yeah. Somebody earlier was saying, well, you got to stop with that. What did he say? I can't even remember. I said, well, you know, don't complain about it. Tell me what you want for bumper music, and we'll get her done. Texter says, July 11th, Hettinger County Fairgrounds, Daryl Worley concert.
Oh, there you go.
Do you remember?
Have you forgotten?
Have you forgotten?
You've been out at all.
What a great song.
Yep.
All right. Thank you for telling us that. Appreciate that very much. Daryl Worley's coming. What was I starting to tell you? Oh, I was going to tell you about the request for Nitty Gritty Dirt Band. We can do that next time?
Yep.
Somebody said, fire the bumper music guy. I wouldn't do that to you, Kev.
Jeez, that's a little harsh.
There has to be something better than tractor rap.
I can play whatever you want. I just kind of roll through it.
I don't know. I don't know. The bumpers have been on fire today. So if that's tractor rap, call me a tractor rap fan. But he wanted a little Nitty Gritty Dirt Band. So we'll see what we can do here for you coming up on the program. Brought to you today by our friends at Dak Diesel. You know, it can be tough to complete your daily activities. You got a list of things to do, a list of places to go, and, you know, money to make. And the diesel truck or the tractor's out of commission. What do you do? You bring it to somebody close that might know how to fix it, might not, tell you they can, take forever, or bring it to a place that specializes in diesel. That's what they do at Dak Diesel. It's all about the diesel, the mechanics, the products, the maintenance, the service, the institutional memory. Now, they're in Bismarck, but they serve all over a wide multi-state region. Call them at 701-258-5011 or go online to DakDiesel.com. Our next guest has written a book called They're Not Listening. An interview of his caught my attention to talk about this, and I said, I want to talk to this guy. Ryan Gerdusky is the author of They're Not Listening. Ryan, thanks for joining us. How are you?
Thank you for having me.
What is the book They're Not Listening meant to do? What is your hope comes from the book They're Not Listening?
So the election of Donald Trump in 2016 and the Brexit referendum of 2016 kind of opened up the eyes of the world that we have that we're having a change in our politics. We're becoming more nationalist, more populist. But really the detractors in the media sat there and said it's simply, old, angry white people who are just bitter and, they'll be dead soon, so just ignore them and we'll be moving on to our great progressive future. And what no one was talking about, and the reason that it came as such a surprise to most people in the country, was that we were seeing the rise of national populism around the entire globe. It's not a white thing, it's not a Christian thing, it's not an American thing, it's not an old person thing. We're seeing in every single continent. So what this book does, what They're Not Listening, How the Elites Created a National Populist Revolution does, is we track these changes on categorical things. So immigration, economic despair, foreign policy, law and order, the media and how the media divides countrymen. All those things were happening in the same exact way and all across the entire globe, and just no one was talking about it. So we talk about these issues, how national populism started, the outcomes, what are the issues motivating it, and where is it going?
Very interesting. And by the way, that term nationalism, populism, is a media target. I mean, that's bigotry. That's I get a kick out of Donald Trump being criticized for an America First policy. What? So the President of the United States shouldn't put America first? This is insane. And as you point out in your book, it's not just happening here. I mean, it's in other places.
Right. So, for instance, we talk about illegal immigration, and instantly the critics in the media will say, well, that's racist or xenophobic. Well, Angola is having a massive illegal immigration crisis with Congolese and are deporting Congolese constantly. I mean, they make our immigration numbers look pale in comparison. They deport far more people. They're all African. There's no racial difference. It's a cultural difference. And the point is that when you fail on the subject of illegal immigration, it raises doubt into the question of whether or not you have national sovereignty, whether your government is willing and able to do things to protect its people. And those are questions being asked in Chile, in India, in non-white countries across the globe, where it's not a racial thing whatsoever. It's completely an ethnic and cultural thing. And because culture matters. You're seeing it with there are studies cited in the book where mass immigration on a broad scale rushed in without the consent of the governed increasingly brings down national trust. Not only do you trust people who look different than you, you trust people who look the same as you, and you're not willing to invest as much in institutions that are supposed to safeguard civilization. And we're seeing that over and over and over and over again. So, the book has 700 citations. They're Not Listening, How the Elites Create the National Populist Revolution. If you're a supporter of national populism, this is the explainer. I will give you all of the citations and notes and information you need to make the most compelling argument about national populism. If you're a detractor, if you don't believe in this explains why you've lost a lot of recent elections from Brazil to India to Australia to the United States, the United Kingdom, and why it's looking like we're going to have more national populists elected in Italy and other countries around the world.
Bob in Pick City. Why would I give to be in Pick City right now? I'll tell you that. What's on your mind, Bob?
Well, I had an interesting thing happen to me yesterday. I'd stopped at a restaurant in Bismarck and had to sit outside, of course, when I had my food. Sitting next to me in this car was this couple, and we had been chatting. And so I had said something about there was a person that had come out, and I said something about being sorry for the youth of today and with the COVID crap and not in that craziness of it. And so she said she felt sorry for me, and I looked at her and said because of the hat I was wearing my Trump hat, my MAGA hat, and I was actually stunned. She's about 60 years old. And so I just looked at her and I looked at her husband and I go, oh, I don't know how a person could be crazy enough to be a Democrat anymore. I started out as a Democrat as a kid, but the thing has gotten more and more and more bizarre.
It has. And on that point, you know, Ryan, I think that the forgotten American, who I think would be fairly put in a camp of a populist, right, of a nationalist, of just saying, what in the world is going on, received someone that was willing to be a warrior for them in Donald Trump. And the pushback against that, against, you know, I don't know, like you say, it really crosses a lot of different sectors of whether it's a faith thing or whether it's a, you know, a political thing or whether it's just a, you know, a kumbaya, can't we all get along deal, I don't know what. But, I mean, we, the people that you write about in the book and this happening all across the country, are really under attack from a very loud and organized group of folks, are we not?
Yeah, I mean, that's what we go into with, like, the whole black... When the book was written before these recent riots, but when you look at it, when you look at the trajectory of the left has really gotten drunk on wokeism. And when you sit there and you see things like, you know, the taking down of statues, the changing of names of boards that have Confederate names on them, all of these things are the same trajectory. And the book details this in great, in absolute numbers. So in the mid-2000s, without really anyone noticing, the media started increasing woke terminology into our regular conversation. Things like racism, whiteness, white privilege. They became more and more and more frequent. At the same exact time, you saw things like black incarceration decline by 40% over 30 years. You saw things like there was a number of major studies, like the Yale University study, that there, you know, there was no racial discrimination or racial bias in police arrests. So there was a world of data that was happening. Since President Trump became president, you know, black wages have gone up. So there was a world of data and the world of rhetoric. But, you know, perception is reality. People are perceiving bias, and people are perceiving, and mostly it's white liberals, but people are perceiving all of these things. So we are sitting there and understanding a world that is not, there's no data to sit there and shore up. And the problem is the right didn't, you know, we spent 3 years running around screaming about Russiagate, screaming around, you know, we have all these institutions that do basically nothing, that we allowed the left to march through and take over universities, take over the grade schools, take over media, take over businesses now. I mean, the boards of major businesses mostly have progressive liberals in them. And so now we're scratching our heads saying, how did this all happen? Well,
And what are we doing? We're talking about defunding police departments. We're cheerleading Chaz and you know, whatever, Blaz or whatever the one they're calling BHAZ at the White House, right? And tearing down statues. I mean, does this connect? Is this the battle against nationalism?
No, I mean, well, I think that it's a battle against sanity. But I wouldn't say it's a battle against nationalism right now. I think that, you know, there's two things that are going on. Part of it is the left has moved so far left on cultural issues. They're so far gone. And it is a religion. I mean, this is what they have. They have it. And I said this on Tucker Carlson's show last week. This is a secular religion. And it has the penal code of a real religion. You're able to receive punishment for your sin of being born white. You're able to receive punishment for transgressions that you may commit on behalf of their orthodoxy. But it doesn't have an ethic code. You can never receive forgiveness. You can never receive, you know, there's nothing that you can actually do in a way that will ever forgive you. So you can't receive grace, things that a real religion would actually afford somebody. And that's really why this religion falls apart, the secular religion of the anti-racist movement. And I think that right now, rather than sitting there and having, you know, Mitt Romney go to a rally and say Black Lives Matter or these other people saying let's take down Confederate flags, you need to actually battle the rhetoric with your own rhetoric. You need to sit there and change minds. Don't fight on their playing field. Make your own playing field where you can win.
I love it. All right, great advice. I love the book. They're not listening. Next time we'll talk about work visas because you have lots of great work on the immigration battle as well. Thanks,
Ryan. Got dips in your sidewalk? Is your driveway sinking? The drastic change in the weather can take a real toll on your concrete.
At Precision Concrete Cutters, Ramjack North, we've got the solution. Polyjacking. Similar to mud jacking, polyjacking requires smaller holes and does not retain moisture, meaning less heaving and quicker dry time with longer lasting results. Polyjacking from Precision Concrete Cutters, the practical solution to concrete replacement. To learn more, go to pccnd.com.
North Dakota is building stronger communities by uniting landowners and county officials and supporting more wind power for the prairie. 29 counties are seeing wind energy enhance their schools, roads, and emergency response teams. Landowners support harnessing wind to provide consistent income for 25 years. Together, we can build a better tomorrow with good jobs and stronger communities and keep our electricity rates among the lowest in the country. Paid for by North Dakotans for comprehensive energy solutions.
Hometown cooking. Nothing like it. And you know what? It's waiting for you now at a PetroServe USA location near you. That's right. They're open and serving great grab-and-go homemade food. PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better. And great food, like the 4-for-4 special every day, a hot stuff personal pan pizza, two of the best cookies in town, and a 20-ounce drink, yours, for just $4. 4-for-4. Come on in to PetroServe USA.
Time to go to the mailbag for Jim, the flagpole guy. What you got, Jim?
Oh, Scott, Bill and Kayla from Wheaton. Hey, you told me to send pics of the flag you did for us. I hope to send more when the garden around it becomes established. We love it and get compliments all the time, Bill and Kayla. Isn't that cool, Scott?
That is cool. Thanks, folks, for flying the flag, standing up for America, showing your patriotism. Jim's got a great display waiting for you. Call him at 701-571-FLAG or go to ndflagpoleguy.com.
And thank you.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What's on your mind? Powered by Schwann Buick GMC. Overstocked with a huge special purchase of off-lease GM program cars and sport utilities. Enclaves, Acadias, Yukons, Malibus, Cruises, some as few as 5,000 miles in payments as low as $199 a month, and all come with a lifetime warranty. Over 150 pre-owned to choose from. We can trade in your vehicle, even if you still owe money on it, or maybe don't like it, I'll trade it. Schwann Buick GMC, where your warranty lasts a lifetime, or at schwannbuickgmc.com.
All right, we promised that we'd have a little extra time with the governor, Doug Burgum, who we chatted with last hour, and we wanted to, we had actually a question on the economy last question, then we had a follow-up question on unemployment, and then a listener to get in with one more call. So we'll play those, and then we'll continue with more of what's on your mind. on our final minutes on a Wednesday edition of the program. So let's talk unemployment. How do the unemployment numbers look in North Dakota now compared to the nation?
Unemployment is, we are not going to know where we are on unemployment until the end of July when the extra $600 comes out. And well, we've got, you know, claims are going down, and so we're on the right kind of trend line. We have that extra $600, you know, makes it challenging for people to want to go back to work if they can get paid more on unemployment. So this is something we'll know more on the 1st of August in terms of where things really sit from that standpoint.
That was a huge mistake in the relief program, wasn't it?
Well, I mean, I think you know where the $600 comes from. It's, you know, $40 hours a week times $15 an hour, and I think that there was an idea that of the you know, minimum wage view that was important. And so if you said every state has to pay at least $600, I mean, I think that could have been a sound policy to make sure there was a national minimum. But to throw $600 on top of what states already pay when people like North Dakota were already at $529 a week, you're $1,100 a week. Now you're at $63,000 a year. And you know, that's a lot of money to get paid for not working.
Frank and Mandan, last question for Governor Burgum. Go ahead. What's your question, Frank?
And they informed me that, unfortunately, they weren't quarantining during the government order out at the remote locations, and they've got some people testing positive now, and they're not allowing the clinics in to check on the employees at the remote substations. So I don't know if that's come across your desk yet or not. But if it's something you can check into or have some of your people look into, it would be greatly appreciated.
You know, Frank, we missed the first part of that. Where was this at, did you say?
Basin Electric, I guess, some of the smaller substations. They're people that were considered non-essential were forced back into the office shortly after the order to work from home for non-essential employees due to some union issues. And now that they're finding some positives in some of these remote locations, employees are frustrated that the local clinics are not allowed to come in and test employees at the facilities to ensure that anybody who is found positive is properly tracked.
And your question for the governor is whether or not that had come across, something could be done to fix that.
Right.
Yeah, well, appreciate the heads up. Haven't heard about that one, but you know, our teams are working closely with businesses across the state, and we'll check into that one. So thanks for the heads up.
Frank, thanks for the call, and we'll forward on the other question that came in from a listener related to the classifying of the COVID-19 deaths as well. Maybe something we could tackle on Tuesday at the briefing. Governor, thanks for the time. We appreciate it as always.
Thank you, Scott. Have a great day.
Governor Doug Burgum is joining us on the program. A couple of texts that have come in that we'll get to before we end the program. Bubba is still saying that it was a straight-up noose. Won't accept the fact that he was wrong and never even saw it himself. He said he saw a picture of it. Now he's saying that all the pictures of the pull rope that are on the Internet are photoshopped. Is that right? Have you heard any of that?
Here we go.
Come on. It's pretty obvious what would happen here. Oh, my God. Is that for real? Does that texture have the right? Have you seen that anywhere?
No, I haven't seen that anywhere. I've just seen that two different people said, yeah, that's been hanging there since for months.
All right. Another texture here says, I demand the Muppets be banned. The Muppets. My great-grandparents and one grandparent were born in Sweden, therefore I'm deeply offended by the Swedish chef being portrayed as a bumbling fool.
He's a bumbling fool?
He's not a bumbling fool.
He's a great cook. The
guy's
actually
a genius.
Yeah.
That is good. At first step, corn, the best thing, and first step, the very digger, and the pooper, the corn. At first step, over the corn, the shrimpies, shrimpies.
Looks delicious. You got pumpkin corn?
This is the I'm not for it.
Ban the Muppets?
No, exactly right. Another texter says, what are the current stats on suicide rates, the violent crime against self? That is a very good question. I don't know the answer to that, but we did have the stats. I don't have many of the headlines that I have here, but I'll find out, because that's something we ought to pay close attention to. And by the way, what are the stats on suicide pre-COVID and post-COVID? I want to know that, too. Because the cure can't be worse than a disease. Never forget that. Hey, Scott, glad to know you're going down to Mount Rushmore for the 4th of July. But what about telling folks about what's happening in Mandan? Well, good point. 141st year of the Mandan Rodeo Days Rodeo is happening July 2nd through 4th. And they have a big star-studded lineup there. Many of the top professional rodeo cowboy association folks and women's professional rodeo association performers in the world. Three nights. The pros and all the regional favorites will be there. Nine-time PBR stock contractor of the year, Chad Berger of Mandan, bringing the bulls. Should be fun. That'll be a good time.
Talking with those folks on K-Fire this afternoon, as a matter of fact.
Beautiful. Hey, get yourself over to PetroServe USA for a great lunch today. Lunch specials include hamburger hot dish at the West Main Avenue, West Fargo location, chili dogs at 12th Avenue, North Fargo location, I-29, and Valley City, exit 292. That's must stop. Best convenience store in North Dakota. Swedish meatballs or lasagna. Good stuff. PetroServe USA. Tell them Scott sent you.
So it looks like the summer of 2020 might be just a bit different than we thought, right?
Well, head on in to see Vince at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too, to make something better out of it. Every day made better, like Hot Spring Spas. Like all the fun they have, the game tables, and guess what? The saunas. More and more research out about saunas and how healthy they are for you. Kill everything bad. Get in that sauna. Just clear your head. And you know what? With everything canceled this year, what a perfect summer to own your very own Splash Super Pool. It's made in the USA. It's very easy to own. You'll have it for many years to come. The best swimming pool made. Sets up in less than an hour. Your very own swimming pool can be yours for as little as $90 a month or take advantage of 12 months, no interest, no payments. Take one home today. Swim tomorrow. Make your home the place to be this summer with this splash pool. From Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2 in Fargo, Bismarck, and Grand Forks. Online at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. Tell them Scott sent you.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.